dating methods. Now, are they reliable?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the authors of the Answers book. Well, Ken, almost daily we read something in a newspaper or see something on television where we're told that scientists have dated something to be millions or billions of years old. But can these dating methods really be trusted?
Well, first of all, most dating methods do not show that rocks are millions or billions of years old. You see, there are many ways scientists can try to age date things. As we said earlier this week, 90% of the dating methods that scientists use give results far younger than evolutionists need. Now, all dating methods involve something that changes over time. For instance, radioactive uranium over time changes into a form of lead. Therefore, if scientists assume they know what was there at the beginning, and they assume that this rate of change has not been disrupted through time, and they assume there's been no contamination, they can calculate how long this has been happening. This is how they get the millions of years. Not only this, but there are many other dating methods that indicate the Earth can't be real old. All dating methods are fallible, but God's word, beginning with Genesis, is infallible.
For more fascinating information on the true age of the Earth, visit our popular website, AnswersRadio.com. For the easy-to-understand evidence that supports a young Earth, visit AnswersRadio.com.